So this gives an outline of the whole process that we've talked about. Once we've got the cocoa, mixing the ingredients, milling, conching, and often there may well be periods of storage before that, before the final processing stage. We then melt and cool and heat the chocolate under controlled conditions before use. And the fat in the chocolate is partly solidified before pouring it into a mold or coating it on a biscuit, but it's not fully solidified. So only a very small part of the fat, in fact, maybe 1% of the fat is solidified before you actually pour it into the mold. Otherwise, it becomes too thick and it won't fill the mold properly. So then you can coat a biscuit with your molten chocolate, or you can pour the product into a mold. You can pass it through a cooling tunnel to make it set. So you might cool it perhaps to temperatures of 5 degrees Celsius. So during that time it sets solid and contracts in the mold. It can be removed from the mold, and then you can wrap it and package it. And if you go into a chocolate factory these days, it's a very high-speed process. Thousands of bars of chocolate are made per minute or per hour, and it's highly automated. There are very few people working in a chocolate factory. It's a highly automated process, and it makes very high numbers of products. So what I want to do now is to talk a little bit about the quality of chocolate. What makes a good quality chocolate? And clearly we've already talked about a few of the points that are important to consider in making a good quality chocolate. But we need to bear in mind that chocolate comes in lots of different forms. So it may be a bar of plain chocolate, it may be a bar of milk chocolate, there may be other ingredients in it, caramel or something like that. It may be coated onto a biscuit, and clearly in this type of product, one of the important things is that the surface of the chocolate has picked up some of the decoration. In fact, the decoration comes from the mold that the chocolate has been molded in. So the plastic or metal mold will have these markings on it, and as the chocolate solidifies, it has to pick up these markings from the mold. Here we can see lots of different, you can have different surfaces on the chocolate. You may have some white decorations, powders, different shapes. And obviously on a biscuit, the requirements are somewhat different. Here we might have a rippled surface like this. And one of the things to remember about a chocolate biscuit is that the chocolate is always the expensive part. The biscuit is very cheap. And so the manufacturer wants to use as thin a layer of chocolate as possible, so it costs him as little money as possible to make that chocolate. And when you coat a biscuit with chocolate, the manufacturer will try and ensure that it's quite fluid, because then when he blows air across the biscuit, a lot of the chocolate will flow off the surface, and so the layer of chocolate will be quite thin. So there are lots of tricks that the manufacturer will use to try and make sure that he uses as little chocolate as possible, but clearly he has to make a product that consumers will buy, that is attractive to consumers. So it's a compromise. The manufacturer wants to use as little chocolate as possible. Probably the consumers won't buy the product if he uses too little chocolate, so he has to use enough chocolate that people will buy it. Very much a compromise. But all of these types of products introduce sort of demands into the composition of the chocolate and the properties of the chocolate.